We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and Tuesday alohas to you. Now back into the regular format of the Bobby Mack Show, and my thanks again to my friends Dave Schwartz from Freedom Action Network of South Carolina and Ashley Landis from the South Carolina Policy Council. Dave comes up here from the Lowcountry and Ashley comes up from Columbia. And they do so specifically to be able to spend some time with me and with you to empower you, to give you some tools to be able to let the good old boys in Columbia aware of the fact that we know what they're up to. So as we get into hour number three here at the Bobby Mack Show, as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number is 71307, and my email address remains bob@1063.com. We have a new press secretary in the White House. Before I get to that, let me share with you a text message that just came in from my friend Harry Kibler at Rhino Hunt, and he texted, "Hey, Bob, great info from Dave and Ashley. If your listeners are fired up, tell them to come out to the Rhino Hunt meeting tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. That's at Scruffy's Sale and Auction, 208 School Street in Greer. And got plenty of time to get there because it begins tonight at 6 o'clock. First Lady Melania Trump announcing via Twitter this afternoon that we have a new press secretary. She is Stephanie Grisham, who served previously as the First Lady's press secretary. She will now be replacing Sarah Huckabee Sanders as White House press secretary. Grisham, long rumored as the presumptive favorite to take the press room podium, and will become the third press secretary to serve President Trump, following Sean Spicer and then, of course, Ms. Sanders. For the second time, the Trump administration is combining the press secretary and communications director role, as Grisham will be filling both Sanders and Bill Shine's former position all at once. The announcement of such a visible member of the Trump administration's comm team, the communications team from the First Lady, a somewhat unique twist to the announcement, but given that the First Lady is giving up her own press secretary to her husband, perhaps this was a nod to Mrs. Trump. Grisham has owned her own PR company in Arizona and served as a member of the president's transition team before the president took office, has a great reputation in both the East and West wings, which had made her the odds-on favorite to replace Sarah Huckabee Sanders among White House insiders. So that's the breaking news of the day. There's something else I wanted to share with you as well. Let me go back and find this. And that is the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, and other law enforcement agencies today announcing a major crackdown on robocalls, the bane of our existence. They say hundreds of people have now been charged. The crackdown includes 94 actions that target operations around the country. The director of the Bureau of Consumer Protection, that is Andrew Smith, spoke about the new plan today.
In all, we have silenced 3 billion robocalls. These cases and our partnerships with federal and state law enforcement demonstrate our ongoing commitment to prosecuting illegal robocallers. We're also working closely with industry to spur innovation and promote solutions.
And among other things, of course, robocalls seem to constantly do things to mess up your life, like interrupting dinner. The Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill spoke about the investigation.
We are determined and we are making progress. And our alliances with such partners as the FTC have proved to be invaluable assets in this mission. Enforcement sweeps like this one send a message that the FTC and the states are united in the mission to stop illegal robocalls. In addition, the individual states are partnering with one another in groups such as the Do Not Call Working Group and the Robocall Technology Working Group. And we're building partnerships as well with industry, with companies in the telecommunications sector, and elsewhere.
In addition, the operation known as Operation Call It Quits includes four new cases and three new settlements from the FTC alone. In total, the defendants in these cases were responsible for making more than a billion, with a B, as Carl Sagan used to say, billions and billions of illegal robocalls to consumers nationwide. So it's certainly a step in the right direction. Dozen minutes after 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show, the countdown is on. The big Democrat bloodbath begins tomorrow night. Wednesday and Thursday, 10 candidates each, the top 20 from the field of what, 24, 25, who can keep count? Big piece at thehill.com today. Democrats, get a hold of yourselves. It's still early in this silly political season, but you've already gone off the deep end. There are so many presidential candidates, some of whom have no idea why they're running, but all of whom are so desperate to get any attention whatsoever and so hungry for a headline, they'll seize any opportunity to invent a phony excuse to stab another Democrat in the back with the willing help of the breathless, clueless political media. Witness the latest tempest surrounding Joe Biden, whom 22 fellow Democrat candidates piled on top of, accusing him of being, if not outright racist, then at the very least insensitive, unprincipled, old-fashioned, or just plain old. And cable TV abetted their cause with endless stories about Joe's latest gaffe. The whole flap is total rubbish. And any candidate who took part in it or any reporter who relished in inflating it should lose his or her political license. Could have been worse for Biden. He could have mentioned that one of his old pals in the Senate was Robert Byrd from West Virginia, who not only was Klan supportive, was a member himself and a highly decorated robed Klansman. Held some high-ranking position in West Virginia's KKK. It was Grand Omnipotent Stomper or something. Consider for a moment, with no attempt to demonize or lionize him, what Biden said to illustrate the point that unlike the current breed of senators, he knew how to get things done, even in tough times. Biden told supporters at a New York fundraiser that back in his Senate days, on some issues, he even worked with some of the worst, including noted segregationist James Eastland and Herman Talmadge. Notice nobody in the media mentioned the party that these guys represented. Like Robert Byrd, Democrats, the piece concludes, don't get me wrong, I'm not supporting Biden for president. At the moment, I'm not supporting anybody. Who knows? Biden may be the nominee. He may not. But I do know this. What Americans want to hear from every Democrat candidate is what their plans are to move this country forward and how they plan to beat Donald Trump. They're wasting their time taking cheap shots at Biden or anybody else. Yeah, but look, this is what they're going to do. They're all looking for the misstep. They're all looking for the gaffe. And who better to provide gaffes than creepy Uncle Joe himself? 5:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. As if any of these people have a chance to beat Donald Trump anyhow. 5:15. Be right back here on Tuesday.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 522 here on the Bobby Mack Show on this Tuesday afternoon. Earlier in the day today, I saw a story. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but an insider inside Google has turned whistleblower and did an interview anonymously with the people from Project Veritas. You may recall they're the ones that turned up the information about baby parts being sold by Planned Parenthood and a number of other investigative pieces that they've done. The big headline on the story, insider blows whistle and exec reveals Google plans to prevent a Trump situation in 2020 in a hidden cam interview. Now, this came out yesterday late, and it was posted on the Project Veritas website, and it was also posted to YouTube. Well, guess what happened in the meantime? YouTube has removed that video from their platform. However, you can see it by going to our Facebook page, facebook.com/1063WORD, where Miss Moneypenny has just posted the link to this video. Among the reactions to the whistleblower, and it's a high-ranking Google exec. Oh, and by the way, did I mention YouTube is owned by Google? But we should draw no connection between the fact that a whistleblower interviewer talking with an insider at Google and showing video of one of the high-ranking execs saying, yeah, we're going to do everything we can to try and prevent another Trump situation in 2020. We should draw no connection between the fact that this information, which obviously is damaging to Google, at least with conservatives and Trump supporters, has been pulled from YouTube. Congressman Louie Gohmert is one of the good guys, congressman from Texas, said Google should not be deciding whether content is important or trivial, and they most assuredly should not be meddling in our election process. They need their immunity stripped. Google executive Jen Genai, Genai, responded to the video saying, I was having a casual chat with someone at a restaurant and used some imprecise language. Project Veritas got me. Well done. The Google insider said, and I quote, Google is bent on never letting somebody like Donald Trump come to power again. Google's head of responsible innovation. What a title. Google's head of responsible innovation says Elizabeth Warren is misguided on breaking up Google. I like her, but she's misguided on breaking up Google. A Google exec says, don't break us up. Smaller companies don't have the resources to prevent the next Trump situation. By the way, people like Dave Rubin and Prager University have been targeted as right-wing and as a result, suppressed. Leaked documents highlight machine learning fairness, as it's called. In other words, writing an algorithm that'll eliminate conservative stuff, and Google practices to make search results fair and equitable. Which leads to the question, who decides what's fair and equitable? Oh, I guess the big executive in charge of responsible innovation would be doing that, right? Documents shown in the video appear to show editorial policies that determine how Google publishes news. The insider interview, the Google whistleblower says Google violates the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. This is a Project Veritas video. New report on Google, including undercover video of a senior Google exec, leaked documents, and testimony from a Google insider appearing to show Google's plans to attempt to affect the outcome of the 2020 elections and prevent the next, what the executive called, Trump situation. Yeah, can't have a Trump situation. No. No Trump situations. This segment where I mention all this sparked by, thanks for the reminder from a texter, said, Bob missed the first hour and a half or so. Did you talk about the Project Veritas interview with a Google whistleblower, admitted the censorship we all know is happening, caught one of the higher-ups admitting what was going on? Also went on the text line, Bobby, Columbia, great place for the Democrat debate. It is the armpit of hell anyway. Bobby, it's happened again. Oh, no. I was at the red light on Woodruff Road where Wendy's is, and a new green Mercedes pulled up on the left turning lane, rolled down his window, and called me and Trump every name in the book. As we exchanged pleasantries for about 5 seconds, his arrow came on, and he gave me the Hawaiian good luck sign as he turned. This idiot with a California tag obviously thinks he's still in his own asshole state and doesn't realize that what he did is a great way to end up hospitalized. Quickly. From Jim in Easley. 529 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Bumper to bumper in the 5 o'clock follies. News is next, and I'm right back on the other side here on Tuesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do. 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday, slaving away over a hot microphone, computer terminal, and phone bank. Great to have you along. 5:37 now, 23 before 6. So as I mentioned, the big Democrat debates, round one tomorrow night. They have so many candidates in the field, they couldn't even squeeze them all in. They took the top 20, 10 tomorrow night, and then 10 more on Thursday night. And a big story at Politico today, similar to the one from The Hill. Democrat bigwigs fear debates will devolve into horror show. This week's debates will be the first time millions of Americans meet the cast of Democrats trying to take out President Trump. That's precisely what has party brass terrified. Interviews with nearly 20 Democrat elected officials had the same tune, foreboding, verging on alarm that the debates will degenerate into candidates attacking each other and, as you can imagine, the stage covered in blood. A member of the Democrat National Committee said that circular firing squad is not going to help save our democracy. Leave it to a member of the DNC to refer to the American political system as a democracy rather than a constitutional republic. Or help working families. Yeah, Joe Biden wants to help working families. He said one of the first things he does on day one would be write an executive order eliminating the Trump tax cuts, which benefited 82% of the middle class, by the way. There are a few reasons Democrats think the presidential hopefuls, after pulling their punches for months, might escalate their attacks on Wednesday and Thursday. It'll be a veritable Tet Offensive. Former VP Joe Biden's rivals have increasingly shown a willingness to take him on, especially over his recent remarks about working with segregationists in Congress during his time in the Senate. Spartacus Senator Cory Booker said last week that Biden's relationships with proud segregationists are not the model for how we make America a safer and more inclusive place for black people. Senator Kamala Harris was no less blunt. I would not be a member of the United States Senate if those men that he praised had their way. Crazy Bernie the commie, meanwhile, has long criticized Biden for voting for the Iraq War as well as for free trade deals. At the same time, moderate candidates have been unloading on their progressive opponents after Sanders defended Democrat socialism in a major speech in Washington. By the way, that's an oxymoron. There's no such thing as democratic socialism. Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, my favorite name in the Democrat field, by the way, John Hickenlooper, bashed Sanders' left-wing ideology. The first debates of the primary also come as a number of candidates are barely registering in the polls and desperate to make a splash. It's fine to draw policy distinctions. People get that. That's what primaries are about. But negative personal attacks are something people are worried about, said Troy Price, chairman of the Iowa Democrat Party. Everyone is united behind the fact that we have to win, and people don't want to see anything that distracts from that. Of course, a free-for-all this far out from the start of voting might be long forgotten by the time elections get underway next year. Republicans had their own circus-like spectacle in 2016, yet Trump still managed to win the White House in the end, to the everlasting regret of the writers at Politico. But the prospect of taking on a sitting president after a months-long Democrat bloodbath is still worrisome to many in the party. Several Democrats stressed that they're fine with the candidates debating policy as long as it doesn't go further than that. So they're as nervous as a bunch of cats in a room full of rocking chairs right now as they await the impending doom will be Democrat presidential candidates debate number one tomorrow night. To the phones we go. James is next up. He's in my stomping grounds of Taylor's. Hi, James, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bob. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm 54 years young, Bob. Lifelong resident here in Greenville, studied history and politics and all those fun things of that nature since I became a teenager, basically, to the present day. And I never thought I'd see one of our two major parties shift so far to the left, socialist left, communist left. I mean, the craziness that's come to that party is just staggering. And I never thought I'd actually live to see the day where we have candidates of that party proudly proclaiming socialism works, socialism is good, I embrace communism, despite the fact that it's been proven time and time again throughout the world, those systems never last. They are guaranteed to fail and turn what could be a paradise into an absolute slum or ghetto forever.
And no wonder, because they're based on lies, and all the promises they make are phony, and eventually people find it out to their regret and discover that they're living under the iron fist of tyranny.
Exactly. Well, that being said, what do you think about this? Do you think either one of our two major parties will eventually split and new parties will form from the two old ones? I mean, because one of them's going to the far, far left.
Yeah.
There are still some moderate Democrats that are still good people to work with. They want to improve America and not their party.
There are, I mean, yes.
Do you see their party, you know, breaking down and have two parties in that type of situation?
You know, interestingly, that's a good question, James. I guess it's certainly possible, but given the fact that Pelosi is having a difficult time reining in the progressive socialist Marxists that now are essentially running the DNC. And make no mistake, Tom Perez, who's the head of the DNC, he's as far left, he's as much of a socialist Marxist as AOC or Bernie Sanders or any of the others that are on the extreme fringe of that party. But it's the fringe that has now taken over that party. So the question will become, can the moderates that you mentioned, and they're still out there, can they retake control of the party, or will they go in another direction? And I think one of the things that happened in 2016 was they already went in another direction and voted for Donald Trump. Now, for different reasons, Hillary was not an obvious socialist Marxist, but she was a really bad candidate. And when people got into their polling places in November of 2016, they said, no thanks.
Exactly. Well, as of right now, I mean, I don't see any candidate, any one of their 24 or so candidates having the moxie, the charisma, what it takes to go beat Donald Trump. But
yeah,
then again, elections are crazy. Anything could happen. We all know that. But, I mean, I'm just, you know, when Nancy Pelosi is perceived as the voice of reason in the Democratic Party,
right,
then things are just totally twisted.
Yeah,
by them.
Yeah,
that's the bizarro world.
Yeah, that's true enough. That certainly tells you how far left they have shifted. Good stuff, James.
Right.
Thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. Good to have you here this evening. 5:46 here on the Bobby Mac Show, 14 before 6. When we come back on the other side, today's edition of Amazing True Facts. They're not only amazing, they're true. Kind of like democratic socialism, sort of a oxymoron.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Welcome back. It's 9 before 6 here at the Bobby Mac Show. Bumper to bumper in the 5 o'clock follies. Appreciate the lift this afternoon. The most heavily commuted and most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mac Show. In on the text line, Bob Pelosi said it best, you have to elect me to know what I stand for. The Dems awaiting implosion during the debate. Thanks from Chuck. Bob, I predict the Democrat debate will devolve into who can express the most TDS, Trump derangement syndrome. And the winner will be the one that says orange man bad the most times. And this one, Bobby, does Joe Biden really think a president can raise taxes with an executive order?
No!
Yeah, he probably does. Probably does. All right, here's as promised, here we go with today's edition. Here's Gary Goodvoice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McClain presents Amazing True Facts.
Thank you, Gary. 4th of July, just around the corner. Patriotism in the air, particularly in New Hampshire. According to a new report from Wallet Hub, the Granite State, the most patriotic among the 50 U.S. states this year. In order to assess which states were the most patriotic, Wallet Hub looked at 13 metrics across two main dimensions, military engagement and civic engagement. The metrics included veterans per 1,000 civilian adults, active duty military personnel per 100,000 civilian adults, share of adults who voted in the 2016 presidential election, and volunteer hours per resident. According to the study, Maine was the state with the highest percentage of adults who voted in the 2016 presidential. Hawaii, by the way, had the lowest percentage. Well, they were busy. Surf's up. The state with the most veterans per capita was Alaska. New York was the state with the fewest. Wallet Hub also found that Georgia had the highest average number of military enlistees, while North Dakota had the lowest. The report also found that states that voted Republican in the 2016 presidential election are more patriotic than states that voted Democrat. There you go. Top 10. Number 1, New Hampshire. Number 2, Wyoming. Number 3, Vermont. Number 4, Utah. Number 5, Idaho. Number 6, Wisconsin. Number 7, Alaska. Number 8, the Palmetto State of South Carolina. Number 9, Missouri. And number 10, Minnesota. And I know the burning question of your mind, which state was ranked least patriotic? That would be the Garden State of New Jersey. Okay. New survey asks the CFOs, chief financial officers, to name the ridiculous things they've seen people submit on expense reports. Some of the best ones are 300 tacos. I'm not sure I want to be at that party. 59 cents for parking, a pogo stick, a Lamborghini. Good luck with that one. And a bear rug. By the way, gambling losses. Also, somebody tried to expense. Yeah, good luck. Since summertime is now officially here, we are busting some of the most common summertime myths, like that any drink will rehydrate you on a hot day. Not true. You can catch a cold from air conditioning. Not exactly, at least not from the temperature alone. There is some evidence that running the AC constantly dries out your nasal passages, making it slightly easier for a virus to enter your body. About any drink rehydrating you, drinks with a bunch of sugar or alcohol can actually dehydrate you. Can't get a sunburn on a cloudy day? No. Clouds don't block out ultraviolet rays, so you can still burn. Eating garlic will keep mosquitoes away? No. Stick with bug sprays like DEET if you want to avoid the skeeters. A dip in the pool can double as a shower. Not so much. Pools are usually filled with bacteria capable of causing things like diarrhea, vomiting, stomach cramps, and infections. Yuck. In fact, you should shower before getting into the water and after as well. There you go. There's today's amazing true facts. Hour number 4, the bonus hour of the Bobby Mack Show, is on the way next, including today's edition of Boneheads on the Knolls.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.